You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's American Horror Story After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Horror Story After Show.
Good evening, AfterBuzzers! We are here at the AfterBuzz TV studios talking everything American Horror Story Season 3, Episode 13. It says 4. Titled The Seven Wonders.
Yay!
Finale episode! I'm your host for the evening, David Scipolitti. Joined, as always, by my lovely, lovely and gorgeous co-hosts, Sarah Huggins.
Hello.
Jillian Leff.
Hi.
Oriana Leo.
Hi.
And in studio tonight, we do have 2¼ guests. Aaron Kruger Mikash.
Hi, how are you guys
Mikash?
Doing?
Yep. Did I say that right? Mikash, okay. Yep. And Mike Mikash.
Hello.
And the head of Kathy
Bates.
Kathy Bates
Madam
approved.
Mallory. Kathy Bates approved.
Yeah. We're fangirling way too hard over the head.
I
yeah.
know.
I can't even
We're
look at it.
We're going to have a full-on photo shoot when this is over.
So incredible. So excited to have you guys here in studio.
We're so happy to be here.
And I just can't believe you guys can make time for us, to
yeah.
be honest.
And let's tell everyone like who they are.
Yeah. Okay, so Aaron and Mike work on the show. They do makeup and prosthetics. Aaron, you are the head of the
yes.
team, correct?
Yes. Pun intended.
Yeah.
Pun intended. You have 28 years of film and television experience. You have 19 Emmy nominations.
They don't.
Always a bridesmaid.
You know?
Always a bridesmaid. Happy to be a bridesmaid.
No wins?
No wins?
But how dare
but
they?
But you have worked on some pretty incredible things. You worked on Eat, Pray, Love, Running with Scissors, Alpha Dog, Glee, Nip Tuck, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Everybody Loves Raymond, Liz and Dick, mm-hmm. which came out
oh, yeah,
last
that was
year.
Yeah, last summer.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
Little
Lisa.
Upcoming, you have The Normal Heart, which I'm
yes.
super,
oh
super
God.
Excited about.
We were shooting that the same time we were shooting Season 3. I was going back and forth to New York.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's no big deal.
No big deal.
Oh, jeez.
I couldn't have done it without the people that make up our team, though. I couldn't have left because they just do such a great job. I was able to leave and come.
Who does make up your team?
Yeah. I'm the department head of makeup. I have a key, Kim Ayers, and then Mike is our key prosthetic mm-hmm. artist. I have Chris Nelson, and I also have Jason Hamer, who's part of Tinsley Studio. Christian Tinsley is the one that designs all of our prosthetics, mm-hmm. and we all work together to get them on camera.
That happens.
Amazing.
And so, Mike, you do, you're the head of prosthetics.
Yes.
And you also have worked on some pretty incredible things. Iron Man 2, The Amazing Spider-Man, John Carter, Lincoln Lawyer, Glee as well, Prison Break, Prom Night, The Changeling. You have 5 Emmy nominations.
Yeah. Did you guys meet
Any
on
wins?
A set?
Yeah.
We did.
Which set?
No wins.
No wins?
Oh, he also bridesmaid.
You know,
two bridesmaids.
You know, it's fun.
Oh,
upcoming, you have Mad Max.
Yes, that was fun.
That's going to be 2015, right? So next
oh, wow.
year. And you both worked on 300, right? The Rise,
yeah, we
which is the sequel?
Yes. Justin Raleigh is the department head, and he's one of our pals, and said, I need some help. Can you guys come in? And we were happy to. We came in for about a week or so, and yeah. all the stuff that they shot here, and it was really fun. We got to do a lot of big battle scenes, so it was fun.
Yes. Oh,
that's fun. Really
and what set did you guys meet
yeah.
on?
We met on Alpha Dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She was the boss.
Oh.
There was tons of tattoos in it, and Mike was specifically, he did all tattoos when he first started working in this business, and so he designed all the tattoos for me and came in, and we got to know each other, and now we've been married
kinda
for 7 years.
Just hung out on set for.
Yeah, he go. I don't have to go home yet.
That's fantastic.
So we've been together for 10 years. 10 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thanks cool. for being here.
Yeah. Thank you for
thanks.
Being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh my gosh, it was so cool to watch it with you guys too.
It really
I have
was.
To say,
it was great watching with you guys yeah. because you're so, you know, into it. We know what's going to happen, and we usually watch the show with just the crew members who are just, you know, they're trying to eat lunch.
Right.
How does it feel to have someone like me squeal like a piggy every time they'd show Cordelia's eyes, knowing that was your work?
Exactly. Well, we would laugh, though, when you were squealing. So. I don't know if that's any better.
Yeah. Okay. But it's your work, and you're laughing. Why? Because it's funny that someone's squealing about
someone
it?
It's funny that someone is grossed out by it. Yeah, yeah, okay. That's what makes us laugh. Because a lot of times when we're watching it, when we were in New Orleans this whole season, obviously, and we would watch it at lunchtime. And anytime some like big thing would come on, everybody would go woo and scream. Yeah.
So when
really
you guys
fun.
Screamed when Thais's character died, I laughed and I'm like, oh, I guess I shouldn't be laughing.
I know. I loved that in the episode. We were fortunate enough, fans. I wish that you could experience this along with us. But sort of every scene after the commercial break, I'd turn around and be like, Aaron, Mike, tell me everything. How did you do that? And I think that we should get into talking about the episode because it was such an amazing way to wrap up the season.
Music video montage.
Well, Stevie's back, which you know how I felt about that.
Best beginning ever.
Ever.
Hands down. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I couldn't have envisioned it any better. Like, a smile did not leave my face.
Well, Stevie's back, and the girls are preparing for their Seven Wonders test, and they're all sort of practicing different things. We see, like, levitation, and Queenie was channeling Nan. I don't know what she was doing there, actually. She had her picture and some bones and stuff.
They were all having a moment.
She was kind of trying to, like, talk to her or something.
Yeah,
or
there you go.
Find out how she is.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, hey, girl. How you doing?
Hey, girl, hey.
Madison's taking a bubble bath.
Madison's taking a bubble bath, and Misty is just spinning. No.
Yeah.
She brought a flower back.
Mm-hmm. She did.
It was fun. Yeah. I don't know.
It was. I'm just like really excited about Stevie Nicks. I thought it was a lily.
It honestly reminded me of
cute.
Like Oriana said, you know, like a movie montage, but like a high school movie.
Yeah,
because it was like the Stevie song, like maybe like an early late 80s high school movie. Like everyone's doing their own thing in their bedroom. Uh-huh. Like somebody singing in a hairbrush. Like
oh,
I don't
getting
know.
Ready for the prom. Uh-huh.
I just getting kind ready of? For their prom. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, this was like their coming out party, their big reveal. You know, kind of like your quinceañera. Or your debut, you know, debutante ball kind of thing. In that way, it was.
It was essentially their SATs, although I never did that before my SATs.
Oh.
No rituals?
You took them.
Took them, yes, obviously. But, I mean.
Did you wear your lucky underwear at least?
No lucky underwear. Oh, okay. I didn't light any candles with my eyes.
Maybe you should have. Maybe you would have done better.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. But we do see, from when the girls are talking, we see that Myrtle decides to recreate the Last Supper with caviar, obviously.
And champagne.
Obvi. And champagne. Obviously. It's Myrtle. Come on. Yeah. Which I do have a very strange question about Myrtle in general, her look, and how much it was based off of Grace Coddington.
And Diane Reland and Vivian Westwood.
Vivian Westwood,
I mean, it was a big amalgam of people. And so her makeup is part Diane Reland. And it was just, Ryan had those exact people.
Right.
Just like he wanted it to look like that. And so it was her hair. Monty Hott is our department head of hair. And mm-hmm. he did this beautiful job on Frances. And it just kind of, the wardrobe is phenomenal. I mean,
yes.
Lou Eirich is our longtime designer, and she's amazing. And so every time she would walk on set, we would all just be like, oh my God, look at
a
that.
Vision.
Look
a
at
vision.
That. It's incredible. Look at that. You know, she'd be like, it's 100 degrees outside. Yeah. I have on like wool tights and a giant coat and 16 dresses. But yeah, that's an amalgam of a lot of people, and she's really so cool.
So does he just give you guys a general idea? Is he like, I want it to be all-encompassing of all these people, and you guys...
And
I mean, just, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even begin to do that?
Well, I've worked with Ryan for 11 years.
Right.
So...
You know what he wants.
I kind of get his vibe. And so I kind of will tell him, like, this is what I'm thinking about doing, and I'm thinking about doing this. And he's like, okay, good. Well, let's try that, and let's try this. So we do makeup and hair tests before we ever start shooting. So on every character.
Has there ever been a time where he's like, no, like, that doesn't work for me?
Or oh, yeah.
Oh, a lot?
You were like,
not all the time.
Yeah. Like, fingers crossed.
He's like, I love it. You're like, oh, my God, thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
When we had a couple of, we've had over the last few years, we had a couple, like, in the asylum, we had some issues with pinning down exactly some of the characters.
The crazy.
And then, so you're just like doing like eight looks and like getting backstories. This is why it's like this. And this is when it all sense. No, I don't like it. I want it more like this. So you're like, oh, start over. But he's really specific and he knows what he wants. So it's that's one of the most rewarding things about working for him is that he always, he knows what he wants and he's a genius. So. Yeah.
He likes to use the 20% more.
20% more of that, 10% less of that.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
All right, a numbers man. I dig it.
Yeah, fascinating.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Something that I could get on board with.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're having their last dinner, and she tells them their childhood is over. Mm-hmm. It's time to become a woman. Mm-hmm. So let's start our test, and since we're breaking the rules with testing you, because the previous Supremes have named their successors, we're going to start with her favorite, which is telekinesis.
Mm-hmm.
Which they all
She was pretty much saying, we're going to go from hardest to easiest.
Right, because she said we usually start from easiest to hardest.
But she pretty much said, normally you go easiest to hardest, but because we're not doing this the normal way. And
we're going
to
start with my favorite.
We're going to start with the hardest, though, is what she essentially was saying.
Right.
Is that right?
See, well, I think that bringing yourself into the afterlife and then bringing yourself back is the hardest. I think this was just Myrtle's favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
I think so.
I got it the same way you did, Ariana.
Yeah, my understanding was that she was kind of going, we're going to go backwards because we might as well try the hardest thing first.
Or like maybe she meant just mix it up.
Yeah, maybe she did just mix it up because it is Myrtle.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm
with you, Jillian. So we see that all of the girls, I wrote a check in my note, all of the girls were able to bring the lit candle towards them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's one down.
One down. Then they moved on to mind control.
Conicillium. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Which they all passed as well.
Yes. And Queenie and Misty had a little fight.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Which was hilarious. And then Zoe and MM fought over Kyle.
Yes.
Which,
Surprise.
Shocker.
Then they moved on to going to hell and bringing yourself back.
Transcendence.
Yes. Queenie, we know what her personal hell was.
She chicken
check. Chicken check. So she comes back first. Then
like there,
followed by MM, who... Mm-hmm.
It was a Live Network musical.
Oh, right, The Sound of Music. And she was playing Liesl.
So funny.
She's so funny. Horrified.
Horrified.
I love when Ryan brings in things that are happening right now.
Yeah.
Right. That's what
so good.
I really appreciate about this season that it was, you know, obviously modern with a hint of a flashback. But I love when he brings in TMZ and Liza Minnelli's hip.
I know.
We were cracking up in the end. We'll talk about that later.
Zoe.
We'll get to it.
Zoe comes back next, and in her personal hell, her and Kyle kept breaking up, which I thought was kind of weak.
Me too.
Call the ambulance.
It was pretty weak, but at the same time,
that's your personal hell.
I thought she was going to wake up, though, and be like, Kyle, I don't ever want to see you again, because we're just going to keep breaking up over and over again, and we need to end the cycle now. That's what I thought she was going to do.
That
would have been the answer.
Like,
I'm going to break up with you because we can't ever be together, and we can never be apart, and it's just hell on earth. So let's break up. But she didn't do that.
No.
No. And then Misty's personal hell was that she was in science class, and she had to keep killing a live frog and bringing it back from the dead.
And being humiliated in front of her classmates.
Yeah.
She got stuck
and dies.
And poor
turns into dust.
She turns into ashes.
Yeah.
And Cordelia is just devastated.
I was pretty sad she was the first to go as well.
Me too.
I was really pulling for Misty.
I know.
I think you guys all knew that.
Yeah.
I really liked her. I liked her style.
Yeah.
She had a certain swamp swagger that I dug.
You just like the way that she dressed.
No, I loved her as a person. I don't know, she was a free spirit.
Yeah.
And obviously her spirit wasn't that free because it got trapped.
She was a really good twirler.
That's probably why it got trapped.
Maybe.
Probably. She was too innocent. Yeah.
No, while we were screening this, we were watching that scene of Cordelia sobbing.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like Jillian and I were discussing, was she crying or snotting? But she was crying. And Aaron and Mike, you guys were saying that, you know, the argument of whether or not Cordelia could or could not cry because of what she'd done to her eyes.
I think earlier in the last episode, there was something said about her tear ducts being broken.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
I think it was, or was it the one before when they're looking at Fiona's picture?
It might have been when
first
time her eyes got acid in them, because then
it could have been. I mean,
eyes.
I know it was mentioned at some point.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I do remember that.
But we were asking how would she be able to cry with that kind of damage, and you were saying maybe her, you know, her tear ducts were broken. But you were saying that during that scene, Sarah Paulson was actually crying quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And how did that impact the makeup and the prosthetics for the eyes?
Well, the prosthetic's a really thin layer of silicone that goes over her own eyelids, but it would fill up. Oh, there's also a contact that goes over. Sorry, that goes over her eyelids. But as she was crying, that was just filling up with tears.
Wow.
So they'd cut, and I'd remove the fake contact, and it would just pour out.
Wow. So could she actually see with that on, or it was a covering that she couldn't see actually while she was doing those scenes?
We had two different styles of contact that go over her eyelids. One had a hole in it, so she could kind of see. I mean, but it's like a pinhole.
So it was just she could see what was straight ahead.
Like if we did stuff that wasn't a close-up shot, we would do it like that. Or sometimes we would just take out, in visual effects, they would just take out that dot. They would just fill it in.
She liked not being able to see.
Yeah, I'm sure it was like performance.
Different, you know, when she can't see. So
she didn't like bumping into the furniture.
Right. Oh, I bet.
I'm sure.
Well, how was this eye look compared to the other one that she had?
Well, the original one, she had the, there were like five stages. It was the original acid burn, which her eyes were very scarred. Then we had another, she wore those for a little while. Then she had another set that were a little bit more healed. And then she started, the skin started to heal. And then, so there was a set of prosthetics for that. And then there was just painted on the skin. And then there was the blue eye and the brown eyes.
So disturbing.
Yes.
And she wore those for a while, and then she obviously garden shared them.
Yeah, she did.
Which is crazy.
We can add that to the lexicon.
Yeah.
Oh, I garden sheared them.
How game was Sarah for all of this stuff?
Amazing. She always likes to say, I like a black tooth and a peg leg.
Yeah.
So she's like, either commit to it and be really extreme or, you know, don't do it at all. So she's, I've worked with her for 10 or 11 years and done tons of different prosthetics on her, all different characters, not just American Horror Story, but other shows. And
she's a trooper.
She's amazing.
Awesome.
Like 14 hours into a day and she's still wearing those. And
wow.
It's crazy.
And doing a scene like this, it's so emotional.
Yeah. So there's, she's incredible.
Wow.
So.
That's so cool.
Such a talented
woman. Yeah. Yeah. So talented.
So, back to the test.
Yes.
They move on to the next level.
Well, I love how they didn't really, no mourning for Misty, really. They were kind of like, all right, we got to get
They had a moment for their fallen witch sister. And then,
but they have to move on.
They're like, get over it, bitch.
They're like, all right,
we're on a mission.
Let's do this.
We're on a mission.
They move on to transmutation.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I just have to say, MM's headband, super fierce.
Yeah,
and earrings
that.
With her, like, 60s little look. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I have a thing for her fashion.
She's amazing.
She
fashion.
Looks so good.
They all had such distinct looks. Like,
I know.
I love it. Yeah.
So I immediately caught on to this when they started playing the game in the yard, because as Cordelia said, you're done with being children. And I immediately was like, someone's gonna die, who's it gonna be? Oh my god. And sure enough.
Well, I kind of thought that too, but I was like, how is someone gonna die with transmutation? But
well,
I figured she was gonna get caught somewhere, she's gonna come in.
Wasn't this part of her vision a few episodes ago?
Right, right.
That she was impaled. Remember, there was like this big death scene?
Yep.
And
Cordelia was looking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cordelia was having this vision of how it all ended, and it was like ending all bloody. And
somebody was impaled
on the stairs.
It was Zoe.
It was Zoe impaled. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I felt like, okay, there's a connection there that she did see something happening. And
I noticed
it did happen.
And it's always, you know, it's always her neck.
Yes.
You know, it's always, she's strangled or she's sliced.
I didn't even put that together.
She was on the top of the stairs with her head hanging over and it was dripping
out
her neck. That's always her neck.
Consistent.
Like, shut up. Yeah.
Yeah, shut up.
Oh
shut
my
that
gosh.
Dirty mouth.
clever.
Yeah.
So he gets impaled.
Yeah, he gets impaled. Madison refuses to bring her back
and
to
Queenie
life.
And Queenie can't.
Yeah. So we find out Queenie's out of the game.
But Madison is technically still in the game because she kills a bug and brings it back to life.
But we don't even know that it's dead. Just because you slap a fly doesn't mean it's dead. It could just be stunned. So I was like, first of all, you can't get away with that. And second of all, what a biatch.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, as much as I might have enjoyed her shenanigans up until now, I drew the line right there. I was like, you should go, you're going to die now.
It was Fiona in the flesh, guys.
It was. That's what I was thinking. I was like, this is not going to stand. Like, no one's going to stand for another Fiona.
For a brief moment in time, I thought Frank and Kyle was going to, love was going to conquer all, and he was going to bring Zoe back.
I thought maybe he was going to be a warlock.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. But then I feel like that would, because he is like a Frank and Kyle, pretty much. Like,
he's a manservant for life.
Yeah, he's a manservant.
We decided, you know, this season men don't really have a voice. No. You know, and if they do, they have to be a ghost or a ghost.
A ghost with, like, the tongue cut out so they can't talk.
They can't talk.
Or they're like a mute. It's almost like that SNL skit where everybody's, like, it's Bigfoot, Frankenstein, and Tonto all going, so everybody, the men, not so much.
No, sorry, men.
They're stupid jocks or something.
Yeah. Right. That's really funny.
So, you know, Cordelia doesn't really test her power then. They're all sort of just standing there. And then Myrtle sort of is like, listen, girl.
Yeah.
I've been looking at you. Girl? And you can do
I've been looking at you.
I've been looking at you. I can't believe I didn't see what I see now.
I know, like all
You've
of these
come
years.
Of royal blood.
And I just want to say, I called that from the beginning.
Yes, you did.
Foxy.
Do we have a bell for the winner over here,
right?
Steven?
Steven?
Any bell?
Sarah.
No? Do we have any
all
sound
right.
effect?
Ding, 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 ding.
Please.
I mean, I know I wavered a little bit in the middle, but beginning, gut instinct, Foxy is supreme.
Yeah, you win. Ding.
Yay. Do I get to take the head home?
No.
Oh, okay.
Cordelia then has to perform. What was that?
Better late than never.
Chicken being choked. Cordelia then has to perform the seven wonders.
And she does so with.
Really quickly.
With style, grace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we come to divination.
Mm. Right. And Madison wants back in at this point.
Yeah. She's like, I mean, listen, she's competitive. We know she's a competitive person. Mm-hmm. She competes for Kyle. This has been like a theme of her character throughout the entire episode. She's always in competition with someone. It's how she feels good inside. So she decides to take her stab at divination, and she can't do it. So she's out.
And then throws a hissy fit and is like, I'm out. Peace out, bitches.
Oh, and by the way, I'm going to go tell everyone at TMZ all about this place, and everyone's going to burn it down. Peace. As if they would let her get away with it.
Right.
Why? I mean, just her level of crazy, like, self-absorbed narcissism is amazing, that she doesn't ever think of the consequences of her actions like that.
She's such a little brat. It came full circle for me, because in the middle, she wavered a little bit. You know, she was befriending some people.
Right.
And then it has sort of been just a downfall since she knocked Misty in that coffin and was like,
peace out, sister.
I'm it.
God, yeah. I loved that character.
Let me get that shawl.
You know, Madison did make things interesting. I actually want to ask you guys a question about Madison. So in her first death, when she was when her throat was slit, how was that done? Was there a bag there of blood and she hit it, or
it's a prosthetic that wraps around her neck.
Oh, interesting.
The cut is already in it, and then there's a tube that goes down to a pressure pot. It's like at 80 pounds per square inch.
Wow. And
then the minute they slide the knife across, we
gun it.
So. Oh, wow.
And then the blood just starts shooting out.
Well, because it sort of shot
out.
Now no, I want to rewatch it.
The camera guys, departments are always...
Go ahead, tell them.
Oh, they're always like, what PSI you guys got there? Yeah. Oh, it's like, it's 90. Oh, okay, we're going to cover everything with
plastic.
And one of our camera guys, Bryce Reed, was bragging about how he didn't get bloody this year, because he's been on all three seasons. He's like, I didn't get blood this year.
And this was a bloody year.
Yeah. And we're like, ooh, that's good.
That
so the last
good.
Day, there was
sure.
a big, that big pail of blood with Fiona.
Right.
I went up and I just went,
oh.
And he was like, you got
covered
me.
Him in blood. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is awesome.
They always ask us too, like, well, they ask us the PSI, but they're like, so what's it going to be like? I'm like, well, it's kind of going to be the Mexican from last season. It's going to blast. It's going to be the guard from last season. It's going to dribble a little bit.
Yeah. We always come back like, oh, okay. We know how to prepare for that.
Character levels.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Before we move on from the blood and body parts, one of our favorite moments during the season was the zombie fight. And
the
zombie makeup.
Fight.
So it was extremely intricate. I mean, just one person, for instance, the older man that killed the little boy.
Oh, yeah.
His makeup was just, it was so many colors and so intricate. How long did something like that take?
Each zombie took probably an estimate around three and a half hours.
Oh, my God. Did you guys have to bring in extra people, or was it the same? Okay.
Yeah. We brought in, we had a couple guys come in. Dave Anderson, who's this amazing makeup artist that I've known forever, and Carrie Ayers, they came in a couple weeks early to start prepping all of the gags that we did, like all the chainsaw stuff. Yeah. They were prepping all that. Mm-hmm.
We were in a room in a warehouse making, like, what was the guy that got cut in half?
The Elvis guy.
The Elvis guy, yeah. Right. So we're making this body that, like, comes apart.
Oh, wow.
And the funny thing about that one is when we actually cut it with the chainsaw, I was pulling on one side, and my buddy Chris Nelson was pulling on the other side. But he pulled his down so far that his blood wasn't squirting at me, but my side was up just a little bit, and it was just blasting him in the face for about 30 seconds, and he's going... But I'm just like,
That's the side of being on American Horror Story. You're always covered in blood.
Oh, so yeah,
sounds like a blast.
But yeah, we had a lot of people come in. We had a lot of five people. We had
it was crazy. It was so
Luis how Garcia. Many extras were on, in on that scene?
We had 12. We had 12 zombies all together, and they were very intricate makeups that Tinsley Studio did, and they had all had contacts and arms and
teeth,
everything.
Also, remember when they were cut and the blood would come out, and it was like a sand or a gravel?
Yeah. Oh, right.
What was the connotation of that? Was that they'd been undead? So they had dead blood, or I was like...
It was kind of the idea that I had behind the zombies were that because it's all above ground crypts. Everything is very, like, black mold, which is why I did designed it with a lot of black makeup. And that they were just so old that their blood was just dried up. So it was more like just dirt came out. And I wanted to do it with all of them, but... They really wanted that spray, so we just said, okay, well, it has to be dark.
Yeah.
So we made it really dark brown.
Brian always comes to Aaron with, I want to see zombies, but I want to see zombies that have never been seen before. Go ahead.
Like, you're just like, are you kidding me? Like, and it's Zombie Fest right now, obviously. So trying to come up with something a little bit different is so hard. So we just went completely opposite of, we tried to. Go a little more opposite of what's out there right now.
I think you guys succeeded because it was a huge topic of discussion for us on our panel and the fans too. That it was a sight to be seen.
We tried to go colors exactly opposite of what
we tried to make it look like their skin was wet and sloughing off. And
like they're waterlogged.
Red.
Yeah,
because like the Walking Dead zombies, they've been out in the sun a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're a little crispy.
Yeah, we were trying to do like
waterlogged. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so they had a lot of wetness to them and stuff. So.
Which would make sense for New Orleans also because it's
being
below
underwater.
Sea level.
Yeah. It was kind of like Katrina zombies.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
That's cool.
So we have a spare body part here, but I'm curious as to how
I swear I saw it blink.
Guys, I just want to let you know we touched it.
She
and it feels
so
like
real.
Skin. It feels like real skin.
I didn't touch it because I'm not there yet.
How many spare body parts did you guys end up with? Like, what happens to those?
Right.
We just all got them back in Los Angeles. We had 7 pallets all together. So it was like, five by five. You know, we had boxes and boxes
of body parts. And they have to get, like, unpacked and cataloged?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Who gets to do that?
Somebody at Tinsley.
Fun times.
Do they just get, like, stuck in a warehouse somewhere to, like, be reused or something like that?
They can be reused. They're, but it's mostly for American Horror Story stuff. But Tinsley Studio keeps all of the effects stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Including,
do you guys get to keep this lovely lady?
We drove home with Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
She drove home in the car with us.
In the box, or did she get a little special seat?
She's on
with
a
seat belt?
She's on a stand.
Oh, my God.
And Fan Coven, Aaron and Mike actually asked Kathy's permission to use the head. So thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy Bates.
We appreciate it. Yeah. Hope you watch the show.
Is it real hair?
Yeah.
Gross.
That's why I'm freaked out right now.
It's a wig, and then it's all
woven
stitched
in.
It's poked into the silicone.
Yeah, okay, like that one is punched.
Yeah, the eyebrows.
Oh. Well, the eyebrows. Yeah. That's all hand punched individual hairs.
Gosh.
Wow. How long does something like this take to make?
Well, when you have time like you're supposed to have in normal shows, I don't know, on films, it would probably take 3 weeks to a month or something like that. But we usually have maybe 10 days.
Wow.
Sometimes we have like a week. 3 days to come up with stuff. And I'm just like, you guys ship out whatever you have and we'll finish it. Like, it's a lot of that stuff.
We'll have a production meeting on Friday And that's when everybody learns what's going to be in the next episode. Right. And then it's like, well, what are we going to shoot Monday? What do we have here?
What can we make work that we have here already? And you're like, oh.
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, completely.
Cool.
It's like that.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's so crazy. I'm like...
Yeah,
I love her.
Oh,
I've
got
to. She'll come to our Halloween party.
Hello, RTP right now. Done and done.
Hopefully, we'll be shooting in Los Angeles.
So we do need to move on.
Cordelia is the Supreme.
Cordelia is the Supreme.
Right.
Not that big of a surprise, just because of the spoilers.
Yeah. Our fans out there, you guys kind of
spoiled it for us, but we still love you.
But we love you for it, because you found that...
There were clues
in the intro.
Yeah. In the opening credits, it was the Woman of Seven Wonders was next to Sarah Paulson's name.
Mm-hmm. Was it a tarot card thing?
It was a figurine. I think it was the tarot card.
Yeah.
I wonder what everyone else's means.
We'll have to go back and look.
Unless someone out there knows, and you guys can tweet us the info.
Let us know.
Yeah.
So I really liked, after we found out that Cordelia was the Supreme, that they started to bring witches into the mainstream, again, Ryan decided to do a set, like behind the scenes of an interview, as Sarah ended last season with.
Yep.
Although there was no death. Right. I loved it. I loved that now witches are cool.
Yeah.
And there are people that don't like witches out there, but whatever. We need to stick together.
Well,
and
they will always be targets for the ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's not a choice. Young witches will always resist. There will always be witches that resist their calling.
Right.
They're born this way. I think this is Ryan's way of saying that there is a faction of our society that is not treated the way that they should be treated, which is inclusively, which is our gay community. And I think we were looking for this all season of, like, where was he going to put it? You know, where was there going to be the big statement? Because he always makes a big statement, and here it is.
Right.
And it's true, whether you're a witch or a warlock or a gay person, that's the message, is that you should always have a home and a family waiting for you to protect you, and a safe house. And that's what she was providing.
So good.
And I thought that was such a beautiful message.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's really good.
And the reason why this season was so successful is because, again, he made witches cool.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was something different. I think that it really worked in his favor that it was so female-centric.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I mean, when you're hitting the female 18 to 49 demo, it's huge.
Yeah.
It really resonated, because I loved, you know, I've loved all of the seasons of American Horror Story. The first one was my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
Until this season.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
And now I really like it. I don't know. You guys have worked on it all.
Yeah.
So which one has been your favorite?
Ooh.
I liked last year.
Me too.
Because I liked the asylum. Whole asylum.
I loved that too.
It was probably I don't think a lot of people have said, like, I couldn't watch it. It was too realistic. Mm-hmm. It was too, like, I think that it affected people that way. Like, that could really happen. Because it's not, you know, the first season's like, oh, it's ghosts, whatever. But maybe that's not as scary. Or people aren't as, like, afraid of that as they are. Them being incarcerated.
Their own
right.
You know,
well,
being electrocuted. And
I know,
stuff.
I cried last season, the finale, I bawled like a small child. I mean, I just was like so moved by it.
I think it was affecting and moving. Because it's true. I mean, I think we all have that moment of like, am I crazy?
Right.
And that happens to everybody. So the idea that there might be repercussions to being crazy, I mean, I'm pretty certain I'm not a witch, and I'm pretty certain that my house isn't haunted by ghosts, so it's not going to keep me up at night.
Right, right.
But I could be crazy.
Right.
I hope nobody finds out.
Exactly. Exactly. There were times like on set with that season where Sarah would be doing something where they'd be holding her down and like giving her electric shock therapy, and you'd just be like, like it was actually bothered
the cast,
the bitter
crew.
Me of like somebody that can stand all kinds of gore and everything, but that was like terrifying just to watch it being filmed.
Wow.
So,
jeez. So after Foxy is the Supreme, goes on the interviews, does all of these things. Okay, so our code names, right? So Cordelia Fox, Foxy,
and Madison. Sarah knows you call her Foxy, because immediately told her.
Oh, are you
doing that? When I watched your show, when you guys sent it, when Sarah sent it to me, I was like, oh my God, they call you Foxy. She's like, I love that.
Oh, yay!
Oh my God, this thing is so
I told Emma MM, too.
Oh, so good. Oh, yeah, that's so cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what else did we have? We had Hank the Skank.
And Frank and Kyle.
Frank and Kyle.
That's what we called him, too.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah, that's natural.
Yeah, yeah. Natural.
We're glad.
That easy.
So we find out that Myrtle insists on burning at the stake because of what she did to Quentin and the other
witch. For the eye gouging and then cutting them up.
Yeah.
And Brooke. Yeah.
Because she really enjoyed that. Remember, she had a little downward spiral.
She's like
spiral.
Clapping the legs together.
Yes, she clapped the legs
she
together. After
loved it.
I remember predicting her downward spiral, which was clearly not a good prediction. But it ended with her, you know, leading the parade in her red Balenciaga dress towards her funeral pyre, darling.
That was a really good impression of her voice.
That was amazing. You've been practicing that for sure.
I haven't, but...
But her last words were Balenciaga, which made me really happy.
I loved it. It was like quiet and you go... Did she just say Balenciaga? I was like, yes, she did.
Because her references throughout the season have just been so amazing and just so out of left field that it's just like...
And there's so much... You can go back and probably hear more stuff if you watch it again. Because the stuff that she does is incredible.
So good.
Well, and you guys said it was freezing also, and it looked like the most beautiful day on Earth.
We were like in full gear, like full down gear, you know, with like the whole thing. And they were out there with, you know, bare legs and everything. And it was very cold. It was like 20.
You guys were out there. We were doing the bald cap on...
Fiona with her
We shot that the same day.
Although
so.
Our trailer was still freezing.
So. Yeah, your trailer was cold.
Speaking of Myrtle, I want to hear about the burn makeup. Was it actually her that was charred with the makeup on laying, or was that, again, another like fake?
That was Frances.
Wow.
And they brought us like maybe, I don't know how much a yard of cloth is, but it was all this like big burnt thing, and they go, this is what she's wearing, and we were like, that's barely enough to cover her bits,
right?
So we just basically painted her black and threw that on top of her.
Oh my God.
Like, you know. So it was all out of kit, which is basically just like when you're pulling stuff out and going like, oh, we can make this work. And there was a lot of that this season of like, this is what we have to do, it's shooting tomorrow, what can we do? So there was a lot of that.
When Myrtle came out of the dirt.
Oh, right.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. I think we did that in 20 minutes.
Yeah. It was like, it was like four people. Because they're like, we have 20 minutes left to shoot. We're going to wrap.
Either get it done or it doesn't get shot.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Like, we got 20 minutes. You know, we were kind of like biting our nails going, we're going to get laughed out of the makeup community.
We called it that makeup. That makeup was the hairy tater tot that rolled under the fridge. She was just like, wow.
But it worked.
Yeah,
it looked
totally
incredible.
We were like, that worked. That's crazy that worked.
That's when we get scared. We're like, we pulled it off. Thank
you. Oh, my God. Whoo. And they're like, and that's a wrap. And everyone just disperses, and here she is with this, it's time to get cleaned up.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah,
that's nuts. So cool.
The life of an actress is very glamorous, people. Yeah.
And she also had, you know, we did the prosthetics on her, too, the healed prosthetics, where she was like, I'm healing so quickly and all that. So there was a lot of stages.
Cool.
Gosh. Cool. We see Fiona, who is just, I mean, we've seen so many levels of Jessica throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
Stunningly beautiful, terrifyingly scary.
Mm-hmm.
She was comfortable with seeing herself like that.
I mean, nobody wants to see themselves that
way. I mean, like, you're staring at death's door.
Right. She's like, as long as I have a scarf and I can walk around with a scarf on and not have to be walking around the lot.
The minute we got done with the makeup, she's like, where's the scarf? I'm like, hold on, let me get you one, because she wanted to go to catering and not freak people out.
Yeah.
She's very dedicated. She's like, okay, let's go full bore.
Yeah.
Imagine if you went to catering, like, to go eat with everyone, and you were in your bald cap and looking scary. I mean, people would just stare.
Right.
But did you guys notice, no matter how scary the hair and makeup looked, her eyes were just like a little puppy dog. Just like, I mean, that's the telltale sign of a great actress. Yeah. You know, no matter how many things you can put on, you're still conveying that deep emotion behind everything.
Well, in that scene alone, we saw so many different sides of Fiona and her relationship with her daughter, and it was just so beautiful the way that the story was told. Her legs looked amazing.
She has the most beautiful legs. Yeah.
I'm looking at her legs
incredible.
And her face. And I'm like,
I have to say, Fiona putting the vision and memory on the Axeman, genius. Like, totally genius.
Didn't
we did see it coming. Call it last week, though, that we didn't think she was
right.
done,
right.
that would have been too easy. Yeah.
It got a little touch and go towards the end. I was like, ooh, we only have, like, 8 minutes left.
I know,
left.
We kept looking at the watch thinking, what's going to happen, what's going to happen? But it was funny, she ruined a perfectly good pair of Jimmy Choo's to perform that thing with the goat blood. But for her to admit that, you know, you took my power the moment I gave birth to you, to Cordelia, and have this, like, raw, intimate scene with her daughter where she's, like, simultaneously admitting, no, I don't really maybe like you, but I love you. And
but I loved you in a different way.
I loved you in a different way, and I loved you in my own way. And I don't know that that would ever be enough, but Cordelia gets to kind of grieve and mourn for that little girl that didn't get to have a mom.
Well, and I love when they hugged and she was like, I don't think we've ever hugged before. I was like, oh.
That's so sad.
I know.
And that's also the moment that her mom goes.
Right.
And to see her be so vulnerable and to cling, like so thin and vulnerable and to cling in that embrace with the tears streaming down her face and she has no eyebrows. And just who is this woman?
See, I covered my face. Because I didn't tear up.
Okay.
I really thought that something was going to happen. Like
she was going to
knife her in the
Me
back.
Me too. Well, she was like touching that knife and I was like, oh crap. Like that's it. She's going
to
kill her.
How strong did Cordelia have to be to put the knife down and hold her? Because
I
thought the same thing. Like don't trust that woman. I don't care if she's your mother.
Right.
She's a backstabber and she's got a knife.
Right.
Yeah. So you didn't see that embrace, Jillian.
Hmm?
You didn't see the embrace.
Oh, no,
I did see the embrace.
And I saw when
you got scared.
Passed in the arms, but I was just like, something's going to happen. This is too nice of a moment to end on.
So what do you guys, I thought that Fiona wouldn't be able to go to hell. Or I just thought that because she didn't have a soul to trade to Papa Legba, that she would somehow get out of it.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Because she tried to make a deal with the devil, and he was like, oh, you have no soul to trade. We can't make a deal.
Because her soul was already destined for hell.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
I loved her hell.
I loved her hell, and I totally knew that's what it was going to be.
Yeah.
She's got stuck with the Axeman on the farm with the catfish.
Yep. And her having to get the milk and have the roosters crowing in the morning is her absolute hell.
Get used to that.
She'd say the naughty pine line, we'd all just die.
Oh my gosh, and we died.
Like, trying to be quiet, but it was unbelievably amazing.
Hilarious.
She lives on a farm.
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
So Jessica Lange is a farm girl. Woman.
Uh-huh. Farmsy outdoor guy.
I never would have guessed that either, but you were saying she's an outdoorsy lady.
Oh, yeah.
So you have shown her in, like she was saying, Jillian was saying, in these different age ranges, but what her luminescence as a young and vibrant looking Supreme. Are there any secrets you can tell us about makeup techniques for those of us that want to look like that all the time? Or just major heavy duty. I mean,
because Ariana's
those of us who want to look like that all the time.
While
because
I'm
you
sleeping,
even you
or
even
like
did
Angela
it.
Bassett looks I know. Flawless
Amazing.
As well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, you know, you start with an amazing canvas. I mean, you're just doing stuff to make that more amazing. But there's a couple little tricks, you know, doing some little highlights on top of the cheekbone and just things that highlighters that pick up the light.
The lights.
And so it really fills in spots that makes it much more luminescent and trying to still stay natural. Yeah.
And you also have really good lighting.
Do you have favorite products, or do you just use like a all-encompassing, like a bunch of stuff?
Well, we use all kinds of stuff, but this year because we were in New Orleans and the humidity was ridiculous from July till about before Thanksgiving. Just about before Thanksgiving, and then it got super cold. Mm. We use Stila Stay All Day foundation, and it has a concealer in the lid. So we use that a lot, and we use that on almost everybody. It was just like, it just worked really well, and it looked beautiful on camera. And
done. I'm purchasing it.
Hot tub.
And it's like a matte, so it doesn't have that like super. You can add in the illuminescent that you want. So and
very
we
cool.
do lots of blush and lots of pretty colors and.
To make everyone look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
We forgot to talk about MM's
great team.
Demise.
Yes.
Yeah, she died.
MM is dead. She
Nobody's
got strangled
heart
to death.
Heart was broken.
My heart broke.
Yeah, she got strangled by Frank and Kyle, which, I mean, I love that they're engaged in real life. And
I'm
he had
sad
to choke
that
her out.
no one's getting crotchless panties, all
right? Okay, well, you're right. That's a sad story. But nobody laughed except for Sarah when I said, oh, this must have brought about their engagement. This was like the foreplay to their engagement.
No.
I think they shot
life
it after.
They were already engaged.
Yeah, I was going to say they shot it engaged. After.
That was next year's hint, by the way. Crotchless
panties. Crotchless panties! Oh my gosh.
Porn. So I know that we're pretty much done talking about the episode, but I wanted to ask about Papa Legba's makeup. Because
Papa Legba.
We loved everything from his eyes to his nails. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how did you create this character? Was it based off of a look that you'd seen before?
Yeah, it was based off quite a bit, actually. Ryan said, as usual, he's like, I want it not to look like a skull because Papa Legba typically, which is a real deity,
right. mm-hmm.
has a skull makeup. And so we had done so many skulls already that we didn't want to do that. So he said, I want it to be white. I want it to be super scary. And I want him to have red eyes. And I want him to have a gold Coke pinky ring. And he goes, and I want it to look different than anything you've ever done. And I was like, oh, okay. No pressure. Mm-hmm. So I started thinking, and then it came to me that I wanted it to be kind of like this washy thing. And so I called, I was in New York at this time. I was in New York doing the normal heart. Mm-hmm. So everything was done by emails, and he was getting fitted for contact lenses, teeth, and his casting. He had something. Oh, wig fitting.
Oh, yeah.
So Lance
was gone for 2 weeks.
Lance Reddick, yeah, he was gone for 2 weeks.
And it was the hardest 2 weeks.
Oh, I bet.
So we ended up, Chris Nelson, I called him, and I said, I need you to do the Papa Legba makeup. And he said, I have this idea of incorporating a friend of ours, Chet Czar, his art into it. And he goes, and I said, oh, my God, that's perfect. So it was kind of like this whole group thing. My friend Christina Patterson, who did all of our contact lenses, has done them for me for years.
Wow.
She basically designed 3 red eyes, like, in 2 hours, emailed them to me. I showed Ryan, because Ryan was directing the normal heart. He's like, I want that one. And it ended up, like, within, like, 3 days, that all came together.
Amazing.
And he was shot on camera on
That's
Friday.
So cool.
Like, it was just
so
one of those really crazy things.
I mean,
and
we did the test on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And they wanted to shoot on Friday. So it was crazy.
I think we did another test on Thursday. So it was just, like, it all, and then Lou's costume and the beautiful wig that Monty did and, yeah, it just all came together. But he is one of my very favorite characters of the whole season.
Oh, my gosh.
He was one of ours. I mean, when he appeared on screen and it was that close-up of his
face.
So
many beautiful
close-ups. It was really scary.
It was beautiful, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, we looked at it.
Chris did a beautiful job.
And we were just completely in awe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that was personally my favorite makeup job of the season.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And it's also there's, you know, he's got the gold tooth and I kind of added the gold tooth, I think, because I wanted it to go with his pinky. And then Ryan said, and I want, like, nails with it, too. I was like, okay, we got it. Check. So,
yeah.
And then Chris made those nails. A couple hours.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe how fast
such a
rush.
It was rushed.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
So we only have about 2 more minutes with you lovelies. Do you guys have any burning questions?
Oh, my God. Like,
anything? We have them here.
I know.
I'm like dying. I really did want us to be able to find out where we can find them and say goodbye to our fans.
Yeah.
I know.
It's been a wonderful
season.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah. So tell our fans where they can look for your upcoming work or follow you on Twitter.
Obviously, you're
going to
be on
Instagram.
American Horror Story Season 4.
Yes.
Yes. As far as I know, I asked Ryan,
know.
Do you still want me on? He said, yes, I do.
They know what it's about.
Yeah.
We couldn't get it out of them.
Yeah. A little bit. you can find me on Twitter at FrankenQueen, and you are at Mike McCash, right?
Yep. M-E-K-A-S-H.
And then we're on Facebook and stuff too. So
awesome!
Yay! We'll definitely find them.
Yes. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at You Can Call Me Skiff.
I am on Twitter at Sarah on the Go, Sarah with an H.
I'm on Instagram at Jilly Leff or on Twitter at Jillian Leff. And don't forget to watch my other after show, The Fosters, on Monday nights.
On Instagram, you can follow me, Oriana Leo. Twitter is Miss Oriana Leo. And also, I'd love for you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I am launching a new show called Running Errands in Hollywood with Oriana Leo.
Nice.
So subscribe to my channel, and you will get the updates for that show. And also, I'd like to shout out Ian Westland,
who filled in for me when I was not here.
Yes,
he is launching his show called Day Drunk Gaze, which is very funny. See, just the title is funny. It's hilarious, and that's going to be launching in about 2 weeks as well.
That's
so
great.
Look him up. He's at Ian Westlin on Twitter, too.
Thank you.
Thank you to Mike and Aaron
for
joining us.
Cheers. Thank you so much for having us.
From everyone here at the AfterBuzz TV studios, we want to say thank you all for joining us over this amazing season.
Thank you, Fan Coven.
Well, thank you.
We will see you next season.
Next season.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Kevin.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.